This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Jared Greenberg, NBA TV, TNT. He will be on the sidelines at tonight's Game 2 talking about the Cavaliers. And that is a very interesting case. It's like you went from good to great or average to great and you didn't really get past good. I'm like, well, I thought they were really good last year, but it's interesting how the rest of the NBA sees, like, skipping steps going to from what?
Yeah, I don't agree with him.
You don't?
Well, no.
I don't think he's – I think he's saying what the other teams
in the NBA are
saying.
I think that's just a guy that's not in Cleveland every day, and I know he pays attention to the league.
Wow.
But we went from, you know, when LeBron left the second time to they won, like, 18 games, right? And then they worked into the play-in spot and got knocked out of that. They – I think they came in the seventh spot and ended up not making the playoffs from it to first round to second round. I feel like they've done every single step along the way.
Yeah.
It just maybe the regular season, the having what they had two runs of 15 plus wins this year.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's the step skipping where they went to playing great regular season or getting the wins when maybe they were losing them in the past, but.
I'm not going to argue for Jared Greenberg's sake because I kind of like where I like how spicy
well,
you're getting over this. I like
in the hotel later.
Well, that sounds fun to me.
I'll meet you where you live or for the moment.
There was a venerable football reporter, real quick, and I had a guy I was hosted. Should I tell that story? I had a guy I was hosted with who one time was like, "Yeah, I will see you. I'll see it. I'll see you in the press box later." They're like, "I'm going to fight you."
Boom.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was like, "Whoa, this is getting good."
I'm sending my consigliere Anthony Lima tonight.
I don't know what's going
to
happen.
The sideline.
I was sitting there going, "I don't know what's going to happen on the football field, but I bet it ain't going to be as entertaining as this. This is some good stuff right here. This is some heat." Okay, going back to what Jared Greenberg said, I think that Jared Greenberg is just sharing the opinion of a lot of the other teams. Like, this is what makes the regular season such a moving target, is I think that the rest of the league is sitting there going, "You haven't been tested." And I think a Cavs fan would go, "Bolsheviks, we haven't been tested."
Because they got the one seed and got to play the crappy Miami
Tone.
Heat?
Tone. Or Owen. Sorry, I'm used to arguing with Tone over this. Owen, I get it. Like, I think a Cavs fan will go, what
they
about...
They played too well and now they don't get tested.
No, I think what they're saying is, okay, New York before, last year it was Boston, yeah. This year, like, hey, you got a bunch of teams that are kind of sucking up the room. The West was tougher than the East this year. There were a lot more knife fight Western Conference games than there were in the East. I'm just saying, like, I see where he's coming from, what other teams could be saying, because they're the ones that are supposed to have the inside knowledge.
Why don't you go root for the other
teams? I'm not rooting for the other teams. I'm just pointing it out that they would think this way. And for us, it's like, well, we've earned the right to have the number one seed and to play a team that's checked out like the Miami Heat. But for them, it's like, well, here we are. Did we not have to get used to the physicality of playoff basketball on Sunday? Yes, we did. Indiana was already ready for it, even though it was a five-game series. Milwaukee wasn't checked out. They were banged up. They weren't good enough.
I do think that there was no bigger leap in competitiveness in any of these series than what we just saw with the Cavs going from the Miami series to Indiana. Not that they are the Detroit Pistons of the 80s. We're not calling them the bad boy Pistons.
Right. Uh-huh.
But just in comparison, you played against a team in Miami that did not have a point guard, that did not really want to be there. And in fact, their one defensive stalwart, Bam, he couldn't be bothered to come over and help or do anything. He was not going to protect the rim, the one thing he does really well. They were done. So this was a huge leap for the Cavs. They were not ready.
Mm-hmm.
I do think the coach of the year, Kenny Atkinson, it is his job to get those guys ready to start. And all I heard at the end of the game was, man, pace and physicality. It's like, okay, did you guys not watch any film?
And for some folks in the league, I think that they think that that's going to be an excuse. And they have to rectify that tonight. Can I say one little thing? One little thing, since you wanted me to post a retraction of something that I knew was true.
Let's get this.
So there's a man named Greg Gabriel, who's a longtime NFL scout, who had said the Nick Chubb rumors came from a radio show host in Cleveland. He said the NFC North, not the Bears. He may have been making the whole thing up, exclamation points. One account known for making things up said Chubb visited Friday. No, he did not. Last week, Poles said in a radio interview that if they were to add a running back, it won't be until camp. All the staff want to see the current group through OTAs. There are currently six running backs under contract. That's more than enough for camp. Let's stop the unnecessary noise. And you wanted me to post a retraction. I said, absolutely not.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you weren't going to get any more hot water.
I'm not in any hot
water.
For
passing around a rumor that this guy debunked.
No. Well, I don't know anything about him visiting the Bears on Friday. That's a wild-ass statement. I never said anything like that. But thank goodness for the fine listeners in Cleveland, Ohio, where I don't want things to get too crazy online, but they're going to go, no, Ken doesn't make things up. Thank God. Reflog posted it. Went after him. I'm a radio show host. I'm supposed to be getting in arguments with Reflog. He's a nice guy. Twitter reaction is brought to you by Shab and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He posted the Muni Lot Kids poster of me smoking the cigar. Said, you come with the king, you best not miss.
Whoa.
That's what Reflog said. I love it. I got Frisco going after him. I got Dennis going. All these listeners, all these great listeners defending me instead of you two.
Twitter posse going on there.
I'm not allowed to use that term, and I won't. I'll tell you what, thank God for them, because they're the ones defending me. You guys just threw me right under the bus. You wanted me to apologize for something I didn't even do?
I just want to make sure that you're protected, Ken. That's all I wanted.
I am protected. That's why I wait and figure out like four different people to tell me something before I'm saying
one thing.
You got a guy in
Cleveland saying one thing, a guy in Chicago saying the other thing.
I've never claimed to be a damn journalist, so when I'm telling you, you better know that I ain't going to say something willy-nilly. I had one incident where I was used as a patsy. One. I think that's pretty good in 14 years. One. That we all know of.
Yeah, that we all know of.
One instance as a patsy.
Just keep your eyes on this one. That's all.